a speech, is it to consider a person's actions and discuss it amongst ourselves and then judge whether that kind of action, not the person, just the action,
right,
is guilt or not? And because it seems like that kind of stuff was done quite often,
mm-hmm,
in the Buddha's time by many of the monks. And they would,
mm-hmm,
they'd come to know that somebody has got, say, a wrong view or,
mm-hmm,
he's doing something stupid or something, and they would go and report it to the Buddha after having discussed it amongst themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this kind of discussion seems to be common, normal, and it seems to be okay, but how far should one do it, or is one...
Well, I mean, I think that...
Even among lay people, we would be observing how each other, I mean, how our peers are behaving, and then we would decide whether to associate with them or not, because that's the key aspect,
mm-hmm,
of the first aspect of,
yep,
of the Dhamma, how to associate with who's right and not right, and so
on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So is that discussion useful? How skillful, and to what extent?
Well, I think that's where that criterion of do unwholesome dhammas decrease, or, you know, unwholesome states decrease and wholesome states increase. That's a really helpful criterion, because, you know, if you're just working yourself up into a frenzy of aversion and irritation and or a sense of righteous indignation, or those. That's not very useful. Say as opposed to say, oh wow, I think I really need that. That's something that's really easy to fall into, and it's really important to. I mean, I really see the importance in order to be able to have some boundaries and circumspection myself. So then that increases one's own care and attention, and then it's not personalized either. So those are. I think that's a really helpful criterion to see what's the result, where's it going.